Honda lands major aircraft deal. Honda Jet, a fledgling player in the aviation field, announced its largest aircraft deal to date at the Singapore Airshow last month. According to Honda, the $80 million deal will see 16 Honda Jets shipped to France's Widjet, with the first deliveries expected during the first quarter of this year. If you haven't heard of either Honda's Jet operation or Widjet, for that matter, don't be ashamed. Neither company appears to be a major player in the commercial aviation market. For its part, Honda has limited its aviation ambitions to the light business jet class of aircraft, designing a 4-to-6-passenger aircraft, sans crew, that's relatively inexpensive, at $4.6 million a pop, when compared to other business luxury aircraft like a Gulfstream G550, at $61.6 million each. Other aspects of the Honda Jet that have made it desirable among the jet set are its unconventional monoplane structure, which features engines mounted atop the wing and a heavily sculpted body that improves cruising fuel efficiency by 20%. As for Widjet, the European firm caters to another class of flyer, those who want to skirt the riffraff at the front of the plane and fly with a select company that only a private aircraft can afford. According to Widjet, the company can transfer passengers between 1,200 airports in Europe and North Africa, and offers a competitive pricing model to get the deal done. That being said, to find out anything about what competitive means in the world of private jet rental, or, as Widjet calls itself, an on-demand airline, you've got to make an international phone call before you can even begin to crack the mystery. Though the business side of this story does hold some interest, the manufacturing angle of the Honda Jet/Widjet deal is the most impressive aspect. Given the sophistication needed to build an airplane, Honda Jet says that it will be able to replace Widjet's current fleet of 15 Cessna aircraft over the next 18 months. In total, Honda Jet can mobilize its North Carolina manufacturing facility to produce between 55 and 60 jets annually. For a business that only started in 2003, that's an impressive figure, and maybe it marks a new day for small aircraft manufacturing.